Weekdays, 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good morning, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. This Super Saturday, this November 11th, Veterans Day across America, a very important day. If you know a veteran, make sure you thank him for their service. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill and our Ice Pick Body Armor Studios across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg. I'm Mike Rickard, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Ben Botham, keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Lost his grandmother last night. She was a wonderful woman. Lived into her 90s from Italy. Just a character. Was actually down here at Ferg some time ago. And probably 3-4 months ago. So keep the Botham family in your prayers. And Ben will be back in the saddle next week. As always, we're live on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, Florida Sports Streams Channel, and RadioSt.Pete.com. Got a lot to talk about today. I've got Gavin Van Dyke in the house. He's going to talk a little high school playoff action last night across the state in the world of football. Some great games, as well as volleyball, the Final Four, of course. And then tonight, we got FSU Miami. That's been a great battle for years, the Seminoles. And the watch party, number 4, Florida State Seminoles. Florida LSU, another great contest. And then tomorrow, you've got the Bucks and the Titans. And down here at Ferg's, we'll have a watch party. It'll be jam-packed. Let's see what else we got going on. Jam show today. Always do. But today we got Tampa Bay Rowdies conversation. They got a new coach. Jim Hart will take us through that. Eckerd Men's Golf, the men and the women, they're in the house. They're upstairs on the simulators right now. And then we're going to talk to, of course, our new segment, 14-year-old Wyatt Ross. He'll talk about the Bolts and their challenges right now. It's early in the season. He'll give us about a 10-minute commentation. And then John Rager, Florida Sports Hall of Fame induction class. We'll talk to him about 11:35. And then Jay Davis, he's our newest addition to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And then we've got Clearwater Central in the house, Catholic. And they are undefeated. They won last night. They got a bye. They got a bye. So they're in the house about 10 after 1. So we've got a jam-packed show. Come on down to Ferg's. You get an opportunity. If there's a game you want to watch, we've got it on one of our 105 televisions here. And then, of course, our conversation regarding the games tomorrow. I'll do that real quick, and then I'll let you do the high school. How about that? Here's the matchups today. You got the Michigan watch party upstairs. You've got Michigan, of course, the news that their head coach got a 3-game suspension. And Penn State, that's going to be a whiteout game. Alabama, Kentucky upstairs. As I mentioned, South Florida takes on Temple USF, looking for that number 5 win. One more win, and they're bowl bound. Well, great rebound there. Florida State, as I mentioned, Miami. Other games, Central Florida takes on Oklahoma State. Near and dear to my heart, of course, the Hawkeyes, nondescript game. University of Iowa takes on Rutgers. We got that watch party down here. FAU, East Carolina, Florida, LSU. And let's see, another good game will be North Carolina, Duke, especially if it's basketball. Speaking of, we'll have a lot of the basketball scores a little bit later on in the second hour. Some great games, actually, this early in the season. That's brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka and, of course, Shipyard Brewing and Sea Dogs Brewing. And now brought to you by Body Armor, our great supporter of Coca-Cola beverages, Gavin Van Dyke, breaking down high school sports.
So last night we had a couple volleyball state final and state semifinals. Plant won the state semifinal 3-1 to move on to the state final tonight, the 7A championship. They play Winter Park at 6 p.m. at Polk State College. Our Academy of the Holy Names back in 4A lost to Gulliver Prep last night in the semifinals 3-1. And the main thing going on last night was high school football playoffs. Let's go through a couple sports around the county. Clearwater beat Blake 35-12. Largo beat East Bay 25-14.
Go Packers, my boy Marcus Pascal.
Yeah. Northeast won a thriller against Hillsboro, 27-26 on the road. Gaithier beat St. Petersburg, 42-14. Jesuit beat Pinellas Park, 40-7. Durant took down Palm Harbor, 33-0. And Calvary Christian beat the Lakewood Spartans, 56-28.
Well, you know, it was great to see Sean Davis and the Northeast Vikings advance, a good friend of ours, and he comes down here to Fergs a lot. He and Marcus Pascal are our buddies. If you remember last week, Northeast, with 8 seconds left in the game, knocked off the Largo Packers, and that must have propelled Northeast into playing tight games, and they advance as well.
Yeah, definitely. That was almost a Minneapolis Miracle-type game, it felt like, you know, with 8 seconds left, getting that missed tackle, Hail Mary-type play. And then going in, I guess they just rode that momentum into Hillsboro last night, and they took care of business, so they'll be moving on to next Friday.
Well, you know, it's exciting time of the year. As I look at the scores around the state and the national rankings, the state rankings, we need somebody from Pinellas County to come out of these districts and make a statement against Dade County and the rest of the state.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the team that you think about that'll do that is definitely CCC, which we'll have on earlier. They're 11-0 right now, and 10-0, sorry. And they'll be a force to be reckoned with in the Florida State playoffs here.
Okay, your prediction coming out of here, Jesuit, probably a lock.
Jesuit, probably.
CCC.
CCC. Largo might make some noise. You never know with them. They're a really good squad, so you never know.
And they've got a lot of depth. Well, on the defensive side, they've got two guys that are being – well, one's going to Florida's committed, arguably the best linebacker in the state, is going to be a Gator. And then they've got a defensive back that a lot of the upper Division I's Power 5 conferences are looking at. But as Marcus liked to say, there's a lot of balance on that Largo Packer team.
Yeah, they're definitely a really good defensive team. And on offense, they have a lot of the guys. I think their quarterback has won our Player of the Week, I think, twice so far this season.
Yeah, he has.
They got a really good squad down there, and I think they'll go pretty deep in this postseason.
Hey, who was the Player of the Week this week?
I totally.
Come on, man. Pull that up. He's Gavin Van Dyke. Joe Geiger, he's up at Florida State today. Going to watch that Miami game. He's an over-the-top Florida State fan, and he's headed up to that game. And as I mentioned, Ben Botham, Ben's grandmother passed away. Our thoughts and prayers with him. Brad Richardson will be in the house to talk the high school scene the second hour as well.
Yeah, our Player of the Week was Jacob Drackett, the quarterback from Calvary, in their final regular season match. He completed 17 passes for 293 yards and 4 touchdowns and ran for a touchdown. So he counted for 5 touchdowns on the day. And you don't see a lot of, you know, high-flying passing offenses in high school football, especially in this area, but Calvary definitely has one. So you got to look out for that if you're playing them.
Well, one of the things that we're going to do here in December is we had 11 Players of the Week, brought to you by Body Armor and Ferg, and of course the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and we're going to have them down here for an event upstairs, and then we'll have people go online all the way through the playoffs to vote for their favorite player.
That'll be cool. Are we doing the long drive?
Well, yeah, we'll do the long drive, brought to you by Body Armor. Upstairs, we've got the simulators, the full swing simulators, and we'll have a little contest for those guys as well. That'll be epic. I'm glad you reminded me of that.
That'll be fun. I'm excited to see who wins that one. I think there'll be pretty some good competition there.
Oh, absolutely. All right, young man. Well, thanks for the high school update. You're going to get busy here this winter because we've got to talk about wrestling. We got boys and girls basketball.
Boys and girls soccer.
Soccer. We're going to talk soccer right now. So you guys are going to be busy. You're going to have to handpick which sports you want. And then baseball right around the corner. I'm sure you both fight for that.
Yeah, I think Joe's going to do soccer here. I'm going to do basketball. And then we'll just kind of share wrestling. And is track and field? No, that's spring.
That's spring. What about swimming? When's swimming in Florida? I want to touch every sport.
Swimming, I think they're having states right now.
Well, it's your guys' job to get us the state results for golf, which are finishing up this weekend, I believe, and swimming, so that we can give everybody their dues when we're talking high school sports.
And bowling.
Yeah, well, bowling, we definitely got covered with Ben Botham.
We'll get that to you guys soon in our two-minute updates.
All right. And then let's do a little promo for your show. The name of your show again?
It's called Bump That Media. We talk all high school sports. We talk some college sports, and we have a lot of fun while doing it.
Couple of teenagers having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And 12 to 2 right here on RadioSt.Pete.com on our Florida sports stream. All right, Gavin, take a little break here. And now I'm going to shift gears. We've got Jim Hart and, of course, David Wilson on. And breaking news in the world of the Rowdies, a new man at the helm, Jim Hart. And you were at that press conference. Welcome to the show, gentlemen, on a spectacular, beautiful Saturday down here, Fergs, Veterans Day, and a day that's near and dear to my heart. Let's talk a little bit about the press conference and the new announcement.
Sounds great, Mike. So the new coach is Robbie Nielsen. He coached at Heart of Midlothian in Scotland, one of the big clubs in Scotland. The two biggest clubs are Celtic and Rangers. And then there's the next level of clubs, and Hearts is right there. You remember, Mike, when we talked about promotion and relegation, and Robbie Nielsen brought Hearts from the second division to the first division three different times in his coaching career. Now, what's interesting about that is that I spoke with Neil Collins this week, which I'm eager to tell you about, and Neil feels that the Rowdies League is somewhat similar to the Scottish Championship, the Scottish Second Division. And Robbie Nielsen won that three times. He just most recently, before he lost his job at Hearts, he finished third in that league, in that Premier League. So that's a really good track record. He's only 43, but he's already coached 350 professional matches. He was an outstanding professional player for Hearts for many years. And he's got an attacking mentality, an aggressive mentality. I think the fans are going to like him. But, Mike, I'm eager to tell you about some interesting insights that Neil Collins had about Robbie. The first thing he said is that Robbie's going to have to learn the players and learn the league, that the USL is a unique league and hard for foreigners to understand exactly what works in this league. And Robbie, he thinks Robbie's a great coach, but he's got to learn the league and he's got to learn the personnel. The other thing he said he thought was interesting is he's got to learn to coach in Florida in the summertime. That's something that Neil had to do. Neil had to forge a relationship with the strength and conditioning coach of the Rowdies so that he didn't overtax his players and had them ready for the weekend, which I thought was an interesting insight. As far as if he can do those things, he thinks he's going to be a great hire for the Rowdies. I also have some cool breaking news, Mike. Leo Fernandez, I talked with him. He was the USL most valuable player, not this past season, but the one before. You remember he was out for most of the year with an Achilles injury for the Rowdies this year. Well, first of all, Leo is eager to come on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection and join us for a chat. So we're going to have him on soon. But he's very excited to meet with the new coach. And he's really upbeat. He says all the players are as well. I also spoke with Perry Vanderbeck. You remember him on our show. Perry said a lot of the same. Neil said a lot of the same, almost word-for-word insights that Neil had. And then the last one I spoke with was somebody else that wants to come on the show, Ben Malou. We'll talk about him soon. He's a former college coach at St. John's, FIU, and Boston University. And he was there, and the point he made is about travel. About the unique travel in the United States that Robbie Nielsen hasn't done before. Commercial airlines with layovers on a country as big as ours is a lot different than traveling around Scotland. But all in all, everybody was upbeat and everybody was positive about this new hire.
I guess you don't think about that issue. I remember coming, from up north in, 7 years ago. But you don't think about that transition that a Scotsman is going to have to make, his mentality about the brutal heat down here and the modifications you got to make as far as practice time, hydration, length of practice. There's a lot of factors. But for the most part, a good portion of your competitions in climate that's pretty hot as well.
Yes, in the U.S. in the summer, no doubt it's hot in really all parts of the U.S. So, no, I thought those were outstanding insights, And it's really going to come down to the open-mindedness of Robbie Nielsen. Is he going to come over with an open mind, or is he going to come over with an attitude of, listen, everybody sit down. I'm from Scotland. I know what I'm talking about. You all can learn from me. Niels and Perry both are of the opinion that that is not how he will come in, that he will be smart enough to know that he's a little bit of a fish out of water and there's a little bit of a learning curve for him. So time will tell.
Well, I certainly hope so. I was married to a Scottish lady, and I will tell you, we're good friends now, but they're a little set in their ways from time to time. I've got a couple of friends that are Scots, so hopefully he's one of the milder ones. I love their perseverance and their standing by their positions, but they can get a little feisty, Jim.
Anybody that watched Neil Collins on the sidelines can tell you that for sure. But, you know, it matters how much they want to win and be successful, doesn't it? So we'll just see what happens.
Well, and today's generation, I'm sure David Wilson sees this at the high school level. And today's generation, it's a lot different than us three dinosaurs here, as far as acceptance of guidance, if you will, telling them facts that a lot of times they don't like facts, and you know. Some of this woke society has worn off on the younger generation, so it's a completely different method of coaching in today's world. I don't know if I could do it, but you've got to be a lot more open minded. I think we can all three agree to that.
David,
I would definitely agree with that. And we were watching a playoff football game last night, and I was sitting with a friend who was in Bear Bryant's last recruiting class at Alabama, and there was a kid down on the field. And the trainers went out, and all of a sudden the kid got up and walked off. He said, well, that's how things have changed. When I played, if you went down, you better stay down, because otherwise you better get up and get back in the huddle. I said, all right. It would be a little bit tougher, I guess, back then. He didn't have 17 people running out to make sure you were okay.
Well, I've got a handful of friends. You guys remember this. You're from the area. I'm from Midwest, obviously. But when Ray Perkins took over for the Buccaneers back in the, you know, the real early days, I've got a handful of friends that live in the area that played for him, and he had that Bear Bryant mentality, and they tell me these stories. I'm thinking, NFL players today, and Barry Smith's one of them, and Randy Grimes, and they're buddies of mine. They say, you know, F you, and they'd walk off, and their next thing you know, the players' union would be coming after them, and their agents would be filing suit. It's a different world, man.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Well, Mike, we've got high school soccer season underway, and the Champions League begins on Tuesday.
Well, I can just see the joy in your voice. You're going to be a busy man, but that's the kind of busy we all want to be. It's kind of like the passion I have and David has. You know, it's the kind of busy we want. So let's talk about the Champions League first, and then we'll talk a little high school.
David, you want to take a voice?
Yeah, sure. You know, we're getting ready to go and distributed balls and everything, and still in the process of trying to get a couple out to, you know, some of the schools we have. We always have wrinkles thrown at us now. I guess Seminole High School has closed their fields down, so they can't play any home games till after Christmas, so we're trying to reschedule a couple of the Seminole Girls Champions League games as we go, and it's always one thing after the other, but, you know, we usually get it worked out and get things going. You know, on the boys' side, it looks like a fantastic tournament with some really, really top teams playing again. And this early in the season, it's sometimes hard to say, all right, who's going to be the best team? But with results that have come in already, and there's teams like Bloomingdale that went into Steinbrenner and beat Steinbrenner 6-1 the other day, and Steinbrenner just doesn't lose games like that. So Bloomingdale, I'm a little bit worried about. And the Jesuit started off 2-0, and I may have to mention that Carrollwood is also undefeated going in now, and that happens to be the pool that I'm in, so that'll be fun. But some of the teams that you wouldn't, you know, they're not even the team that you would think normally would be, hey, look, this team is one of the top-ranked teams in the area. but Northeast is supposed to be very loaded this year, and they had a good draw early on with Osceola. Wesley Chapel's already 4-0 on the season and just beating up on people. Both teams are in the Champions League now, and both could make big statements early on here with getting some early wins for them in the pool play.
Mike, over on the girls' side, we have a thing in soccer in these tournaments they call the group of death, which is the hard group that all four teams are in that are tough teams. I think David's in the group of death on the boys' side, to be honest with you. But on the girls' side, we've got the defending Palm Harbor, defending Champions League champion Palm Harbor, Randy Eirich, their coach, who we had on the show. His team has to go through Plant High School, Newsom High School, and Shorecrest. Shorecrest was in the state championship game last year. Plant and Newsom are perennially strong teams. Nobody in that group has lost a game yet this year. So in their first games on Tuesday, Shorecrest travels to Palm Harbor. And then David over at Wiregrass, as a neutral site, is hosting the Plant versus Newsom game because we had to find a place to play that game because Champions League games can't be played at home in Hillsborough County. That's a long story, but it is what it is. We make it work. Also, we're looking at a couple of upstarts. Sunlake has made some noise. Steinbrenner, if you remember, we had our chat with Shannon Aitken. I think it was last week. Steinbrenner is looking really strong. They had an early match with Bloomingdale girls, who also looked strong, and they drew 1-1. So that didn't really tell us much. Another one to look for is Eastlake. So one that's off to a tough start that people thought were going to do well was Sickles. So we'll see how they rebound. Right now, I would predict we will see Palm Harbor in the Final Four, as well as maybe Durant or Berkeley, as well as Bloomingdale or Land O'Lakes, as well as Steinbrenner or Sunlake. All those teams could make it to the girls' Final Four.
Hey, Jim, David, what you're probably missing. Yeah, as you said, the one Jim's probably missing there is Cypress Creek. I watched
Cypress Creek girls
play. Yeah, and yes. They're going to surprise a lot of people. They got a nice spot this year.
And they went to the state championship game last year, too.
That's correct.
Yeah. That'll work in their favor. Teams tend to overlook Cypress Creek until they've bloodied a couple of noses, which they haven't bloodied that many yet because they're so new. So we'll see how that goes. David, do you have a prediction for the Final Four for the boys?
You got to put Jesuit in there. As much as I think that Bloomingdale is that strong this year, the game is going to be played at Jesuit when they play in pool play, which is a tough place to play. Fortunately for them, they both play on turf, so it won't be a big disadvantage for them. But that game will be the game to watch. Otherwise, Sunlake is just absolutely loaded this year. They've played four games already. They've scored 29 goals in four games. And I think they've only conceded one, and they're just loaded with talent. So I think Sunlake could get in the finals or in the Final Four, and we could see a matchup with Sunlake and them. Mitchell is off to a really good start this year. They beat Palm Harbor last week, and then Oscar does such a great job coaching them that he could have like half the talent of somebody else and still win. So I would go with that. Those teams, but it's too wide open right now to say definitely.
Well, gentlemen, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on the high school world here in our Body Armor high school headquarters, so we need to start driving some of these teams down here to Fergs so we can recognize them for their participation, regardless of record. I mean, I'm pretty adamant about that. I like to see the haves and the have-nots all get an opportunity to come down here and have some fun. And a little conversation. So keep that in mind as you're looking. And David, you can bring teams down anytime you want, my man.
I appreciate that.
And it's a bit of a haul, but it's worth the travel. We got CCC coming down today, and undefeated, and they're excited about coming down. And we've had plenty of teams come from across the bay, and they enjoyed themselves as well.
We're gonna get you down there, Mike.
Jim, one team I forgot about that I don't know how it slipped my mind was Tampa Prep. And Tampa Prep boys team, they are definitely looking to win this tournament again, you know, and get another shot at maybe even Jesuit in the finals and whatever else, but they are that strong this year as well.
Well, gentlemen, I gotta wind us up a little early today. I've got four very nice-looking young people in front of me, fresh golfers from Eckerd College. Not talking about you, Coach. He's a West Virginian. Anyway, I appreciate you taking your time on this Saturday. Jim, I want to call you this week. I was pretty wrapped up in the Annika most of the week, but I want to talk to you. We'll get some plans to continue our soccer conversation and get some teams lined up to come down.
We will definitely have people for you, Mike.
Yep, I hear that energy in your voice. It's time to play some soccer. And, David, you're really going to be busy with your role up there. You guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. All take care.
All right. That's our Body Armor Tampa Bay Rowdies Coca-Cola Beverages segment. Each and every week we talk the world of the Rowdies. We got a brand-new coach coming over from Scotland. And then, of course, it's high school time for us to start talking high school sports. Right now, it's Triton time. Each and every Saturday, we tried. Amanda Green does a superb job. Tommy Ryan, my buddy over there at Eckerd, he organizes this. And of course, we got a little Bill Butner flavor to our golf show as well. And we're fortunate to have the golf team down. And welcome to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. You look familiar. You look like this guy I had on the T Florida one time.
Hey, I think that's me.
All he talked about was up north in West Virginia. You guys are getting tired of that yet?
They love it. They love it.
they love it. Yeah, well, you had to practice. You had to drive 45 minutes both one way, and how easy they have it. You just go right over to the Vinoy or St. Pete Country Club.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Or Pasadena.
Or Isla. Oh, I forgot. You guys, or Isla de Sol. So welcome back, Coach.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Mike.
Nice and loud, loud and proud when you're. Yeah, you guys are perfect. Everybody's got their swag on. Oh, she brought her sweatshirt.
They're getting a little hot in the sun. We thought we were inside.
Oh, you did. You probably thought where the golf show was at.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be hanging out with the Michigan Wolverines.
We don't want to be with those crazies.
Well, they're cheaters.
That's right.
Jim Harbaugh just got a 3-game suspension. No, we're not. I didn't want to put you around a bunch of people that endorse cheating.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Okay, so let's talk about the Eckerd College fall season and what you guys have been doing on the women's side as far in the men's, and then we'll introduce each one of them separately, and we'll have a little conversation. Yeah. I might throw a couple of curveballs at them.
Yeah, they can handle it. Yeah, so my name is David Woodrum. I'm the new men's.
Yeah, it'd be nice if I went and introduced you.
Golf coach here at Eckerd College. Predecessor to Bill Butner. Everybody knows that guy. So, yeah, we've had a good fall for both men and women.
I want you to go back and tell a little bit of your story because you should be ecstatic that you're down here in God's country, shouldn't he? Versus West Virginia.
God's country, that's West Virginia, too. Come on, wild and wonderful.
You sound like one of them. I've got a high school coach from Boca Ciega, Michael Miller. All he talks about is West Virginia. Go, dude, go back.
Oh,
he
no.
does. He goes hunting and fishing. You're not going back.
Just in the summers, you know, when it gets too hot.
Exactly. All right. So do a little bio and then we'll continue.
Yeah. So I'm originally from West Virginia, born and raised. I've coached D2 athletic or college golf for this will be my seventh year. I was most recently at a D2 school, Davis and Elkins College, there for just a year. We had a lot of success there. One on the men's side conference regional, and then we're at nationals. And then before there, I was at my alma mater, Bluefield State University. I played golf there for 3 years and then coached there for 5 years, started the women's team there. So yeah,
he doesn't look that old, does he, guys?
No, he looks like a seventh year senior.
I like this kid. He's got great pipes. Pipes up right away. Yeah. You might have
he needs
a future
to pipe
radio.
Down, Mike. He needs to pipe down.
You might have a future in radio, young man. I don't have to tell you to hop on in the conversation.
Nobody was talking to him, were they?
Yeah, show a little respect to Coach. I'm an old man. Show some respect to me. Hey, I want to thank you guys all. On a Saturday morning, I'm sure you guys... Who did I have on? Oh, I had the basketball team on.
Uh-oh.
And they're openers today. And
they'll be out there.
They came
6
down,
o'clock.
Yeah, they came down at Saturday. Yeah, it was a Saturday. Their last Saturday, no practice.
Yeah.
And he gets them out of bed and brings them down here. I think they want to kick my butt. I go, hey, I didn't line this up. Amanda Green did.
Yeah.
You need some shade, young lady?
I'm okay.
Okay. You can use one of these if you want.
These Eckerd hats on.
Yeah, Eckerd. Somebody bought me Eckerd hat. I got all kinds of Eckerd sweat. I need to...
I got one coming for you.
Okay, all right.
It's a Travis Matthews.
A Travis Matthews?
Yeah. Only the best.
I'm not that big time, but yeah, I'll take it.
You got the Anika gear already on.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, let's move over here and start talking to some of your players.
Let's do it.
So far, so good getting to know everybody. It seems like you have a warm relationships already.
I went to that new school last year and kind of went through the same process, I guess. Meeting a new team and just going through that is a little tough sometimes. But these kids are good when they're sleeping. That's about the only time. No, I'm just kidding. They're a great group of kids, and I've been excited to just get to know them. And we're just learning together and getting better every day.
All right. Why don't you introduce the young ladies, and we'll work our way across.
Here to my right is Lucrezia. She's from Italy. And then Sophie is from Ireland.
Irish and Italy. Italian, and you know what?
We got to watch out for those.
Just sharing a little something. I had an Italian and an Irish wife. They're a little feisty.
No way.
They're a lot of fun, and I bet you very, very competitive. I bet she's very, very competitive.
Yeah.
All right, so talking to the microphone, young lady, thanks for coming down to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. You don't really need to put those on. You can hear my big mouth, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And talk nice and loud directly into the microphone. What year are you?
I'm a junior, and I'm a transfer.
Turn her microphone a little loud, are they?
I can't hear.
I'm a junior.
Plug it in a little. You're a junior, so you've been here the entire time?
No, I'm a transfer from D&E with Coach. I came here this year.
Oh, so you raided the cupboard before you came down here.
Well, she just had to get out of West Virginia, too.
Yeah, it's too cold there.
Oh, well, bravo. So when he reached out to you, I bet you were ecstatic once you saw the campus, right?
Well, it was a little bit complicated because he reached out to me very late, so I was already going back to West Virginia, so I didn't see the campus or anything, but I was very excited.
You just trusted this guy?
I trusted him, yeah. And, I mean, Florida is better than West Virginia, so I'm just happy
easy
to be
now.
Here.
Easy.
No, the reality is, and you got to admit this, and I'm sure you're a wonderful recruiter. You've done a superb job up north. But I could tell right now when I first met you, I could jab you once in a while. But I tell this to every coach. It's not real tough to sell Eckerd College.
Not at all.
You got a beach.
Yeah.
You got this beautiful weather. And you got a great athletic program, and everybody gets along for the most part.
Yeah.
All the programs kind of, each other.
It's
almost like a high school environment.
Well, it starts from the top. We got a great president, we got a great athletic director, and, it's a trickle-down effect. And whether it's good or bad, that's normally how it transfers.
You're one of the few coaches that aren't an alum, by the way.
I know. I'm outnumbered.
But it's amazing. I mean, that's the passion that they have. So so far, how's the fall going for you?
It's going very good. I had to adjust a little bit, but I really love the environment. I love the school. And, I mean, I love the team, so I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Could you maybe make the old man, if I pay for the ingredients, a nice Italian dish, my favorite?
Of course.
She cooks for the whole team.
I cook for the team sometimes.
She does? Let me know when the next feed's there. My old bachelor carcass will walk over, and I'll bring some Tupperware, and you don't have to eat with me.
She says that if she's cooking, you got to supply the ingredients.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
I just give me the list, and we're done deal.
The grocery list. Yeah.
Okay, so we archive this, and your family in Italy can listen to this. You want to do a shout out to them at home? Anybody at home?
I mean, my mom maybe, my brother.
Yeah, your mom. What's your mother's name?
Christina.
Christina, you have a beautiful daughter. I'm sure she is a wonderful cook. You probably learned it all from your mother, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your goals this year in golf?
I mean, now the season is over, but I just want to get ready for the next season. And
exactly.
Try to do better now that I adjust myself in this new school and new environment. So I just really want to improve.
Yeah, and this fall semester is our non-championship segment.
Gotcha.
We played a little bit or a little less than half of our tournaments in this year. So the spring is when we really get down to the nitty gritty, conference, regionals, hopefully. So we're excited for the new year. here and just to hit the ground.
So during the fall, do you travel at all, or you just keep it right around the St. Pete area?
We travel a good little bit. We went up to South Carolina, which was a little unusual, but that was just to add one more tournament for the fall.
Did Coach Butner go with you that time?
No, we left him at home.
You left Coach at home?
Yeah.
How many of you were coached by Coach Butner? Anybody?
Yeah, I was.
All of them.
Yep.
Except for McKenzie, of course.
All right. Well, thank you, young lady. Welcome to America, and I look forward to reaching out to Coach. I'll do a trade. I'll get you guys a bunch of wings from Ferg's, and you get the old man some Italian grub.
All right. Sounds perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Deal. Yep, that's
Is that good trade material?
Coach, that's my deal. It's not yours.
I can get in on this too, right?
No. She doesn't need a middleman. No, I'll take care. Good care of you. Yeah. Okay, this young lady to your left.
This is Sophie Sharp.
Sophie from Ireland.
Yeah.
I'm half Irish. Actually, both those countries are my bucket list. Italy and Ireland I want to get over to. So what year are you, young lady?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman.
Yeah, so I'm a newbie.
So what do you think about Eckerd College and coming across the pond, and what's your family think about it?
Yeah, well, they're happy I'm in Florida. It's an excuse for a holiday for them, but no, I like it over here.
That's the beauty of it. So how did you land this young lady? Or is this a Bill Butner?
This was Coach Butner. All thanks to Coach.
He, you know what? She's got some of his, the reddish hair, the light reddish hair.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
You're not like a niece or something, and Butner did a favor to get you over here?
You never know, do you?
No. He's a great guy, and I'm sure you see him around the campus.
Yeah.
He comes around.
Oh, yeah. He's very active still. He told you, or I think we were talking about, he's like my big-time advisor right now. So.
Oh, he misses it. Trust me. He does the golf show with us, and he misses it all the time. So what are your goals? Of course, this fall, as Coach alluded to, it is to work on your game. How do you like these? How do you like these golf courses you guys get to play on?
Oh yeah, they're so nice.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, when you guys are used to it now, but when you saw the tracks, I mean, St. Pete Country Club, you've got the Vinoy, you got Pasadena, Isla del Sol. Unbelievable. These are places that have kicked me off because I'm a hack.
Yeah, no, they're so nice. Especially coming from Ireland where it's just raining by this point. So.
Yeah. You're not going to know what to do when you don't have to wear two or three layers.
And no, I know.
What's your greatest memory in golf so far in when you were playing? Is it school golf over there, or is it club? What do you play in Ireland when you're high school age?
I mainly play for club. But yeah. I went over to England for school, so that was school. So I enjoyed that quite a bit.
I'm sure I don't have to ask you who your favorite golfer of all time is.
Well, yeah, Rory.
Yeah,
probably.
I was gonna say, if it's not Rory McIlroy, we got a problem here.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a good friend that's a wonderful golfer, and he lives down in Venice, Florida. And Rory's family parents live across the street. Said the nicest people on the planet, Rory McIlroy's mom and dad. Yeah. Well, you want to do a shout out to anyone at home?
May as well go for mom, dad, and my grandmother.
Names?
Grandmother's called Obi, dad's called Leah, my mom's called Linda.
Beautiful. Well, nice shout out. You guys will be down often, I'm sure, over the next few years. We'll get them down. And I'm just trying to think of something I can do a trade with you because that's my favorite country. I got to think about this. Well, thank you for coming down, ladies. I appreciate it. All right, Coach, so you got a couple of veterans over here.
Yeah, some seasoned vets. We've got Shane Darby to my left and Aiden to my left.
So, young man, what year are you?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior? And you had Coach Butner for 3 years?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, my freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah, I can't count. Can't do the math.
He's still hanging around, so, you know, I see him all the time.
Yeah, well, prior to doing this, I was a cart jockey over at St. Pete Country Club. But you guys would come over. I told you that story. And they had pyramids, and these Eckerd College kids would come over, and I'd have to create the pyramid for them to hit balls. Finally, I said, that's it. You guys are doing your own pyramid meds, because they're mowing through four of them, you know, when they're hitting balls, and it just was to drive me nuts. But that's a nice little track, and you get to see Coach over there, too.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Now, Isla is obviously the closest as far as logistics.
Correct.
Do they have a nice driving range over there?
They don't. They
I didn't think so. I played there once.
Practice area.
Isla, I mean, St. Pete doesn't have a great driving
range. It's not huge. No, Pasadena is redoing their
They're
range.
Redoing theirs.
So there's
I got a buddy lives
really,
right there.
Really
Bill lives there.
I think it's here in the next couple of weeks it's going to open. So we're really excited for that. And then, obviously, too, St. Pete is redoing their golf course. Next couple months.
They're redoing everything over there. I think Anthony's the new head pro, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, Anthony is awesome. Yeah, yeah. He's been very supportive.
Had him on the air. So what's your favorite memory so far at Eckerd College golf-wise? I don't need any extracurricular activity input.
No, probably just hanging out with the friends that I made on the team and then going to tournaments and traveling with all of us. It's just a good time.
Where are you from originally?
New Jersey.
Jersey boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yankee fan?
Huge Yankee fan.
Yeah, we're done with this conversation.
Next.
Huge Yankee fan. I grew up a Yankee fan. I understand why you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah, that's all we do.
They call them the Tankies this year. They're in the tank. Anyway.
We're all right.
We weren't very good this year, but it's all right. We'll get better.
So your best tournament your first 2 years, you personally?
I had a tied 11th last year in the first semester, so that was pretty good.
That's superb.
Yeah, I should have came top 10, but I snap hooked one in the trees on the 18th
hole. Coach Butner's fault, he tells me.
Yeah, Butner messed me up that bad.
Well, I'm going to out you as you know what on the air. It's how many kids did you do great snap hooks for because of the pressure you provided? No, he's a great guy. I can't see him getting too worked up about too many things in life. Can you?
Other than a UNC Duke game.
Oh, please. They play football today.
Yeah, no, he told me to bring it up.
Yeah, bring it up.
Yeah.
Go Dukies. I'm a Blue Devil anytime he's around, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, I wonder, he's probably listening, isn't he?
He may or may, you know. Well, we had him on the show Thursday, and he wasn't answering. You know what they're doing at St. Pete Country Club? You can appreciate that because he recruited you. The women were having wine and nine.
Oh, yeah. Bunner's favorite.
I know. I go, dude, we're up here at the Hanukkah. We're at one of the biggest tournaments at the Hanukkah, and we have an opportunity for you to come on, and you're wine and nine.
Yeah, but it's Coach Butner's wine and nine.
With the girls.
It's famous.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's famous. Yeah. Well, he's never going to live that down. All right. Yeah, you want to do a shout-out to your fellow Yankee fans up north?
So shout out my mom and dad.
Mom and dad's names?
Scott and Jennifer.
Look like you have a very nice young man down here, and I'm sure I'll get him down. I'll get him down. You guys are going to have a great relationship with Coach here, I can tell. All right, Pipes. I'm going to call you Pipes because you're the first one that piped in, and you got a voice for radio. Your name?
Aiden DeMacus.
Aiden, and where are you from originally?
Originally born in London, Ontario, but lived in North Carolina most of my life. So
you're Tar Heel with Coach Butner?
Yep, Tar Heel bred.
Well, it's nice chatting with you. Let's go back to Coach. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. So, what's your favorite memory since you've been at Eckerd?
This is golf strictly, right?
Yes. I don't need to go anywhere else.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go along with Shane. I mean, just the guys, hanging out with the guys, playing golf with them, getting better together, kind of pushing each other. We've had a blast, you know, especially myself, Shane, Nick, and Daniel. We all came in together and, you know, we just have fun on the golf course.
Well, you guys create, believe it or not, at college as you do in high school. And Coach knows this, lifelong bonds. You guys are going to remember the things you've done together. Whether you go back to Italy or you go back to Ireland, you're going to remember these memories for the rest of your lives and still reach out. Heck, I went to Western Kentucky 100 years ago with some guys from Britain, and, you know, in the 70s, we still reach out and reminisce.
Yeah.
So these memories you guys will certainly remember.
And hopefully the relationships last for the lifetime, too.
They will, except for with Bill Butner. But anyway, I'm going to tell him to listen to this. We roasted you, Butner.
We got him, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Wonder if he's listening right now.
He may be.
He's in Arizona at a wedding. So
oh, no. He's probably whining and dining.
Oh, yeah. He's
he's whining himself. And dining and asking those ladies if they want to go nine. Want to go out on a golf course and I can give you some lessons? I can see him. My God. All right.
We love you, Coach. We love you.
We love you. We do love him. Well, I thank you guys for coming down and taking time out of your weekend. We'll have you down again. And how many of you got to go up to the Hanukkah?
None of these, actually. We took a couple others. So just
myself. Well, they're rookies. Yeah, yeah. You got to put your time in.
Yeah.
It's a great event. All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for coming down. Taking this time on a Saturday. Coach, I'll be talking to you.
Thank you.
Remember, he said he's getting me some swag, a hat, right? And then I'll reach out to him for the Italian meal connection. I'm looking forward to it. All right, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Go Heels.
Go Heels.
Go Tritons.
Yeah, go Tritons. It's Triton time. I got Tritons everywhere. All right, now let's switch gears. We're going to talk Tampa Bay Lightning with our newest savant, and that, of course, is Wyatt Ross. I'm sorry, young man. I pushed a little long in this segment. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Fabulous. Your dad, Mike's at the USF game. Let's rock and roll. Give us a Bolts recap. We know that Paul Porter did a superb job in the show, home team, right before you, 9-11. But let's give him just a snapshot of what took place last week and what's ahead this week in the world of the Bolts.
Yeah, so coming off of a little bit of a rough week last week, we traveled to Canada for three in-division games. Our first game was at Ottawa. It was a hot start with point-tallying two goals, Hedy and Isamaa on the board to make it 4-1 Bolts. Then after that, the game went back-to-back. Pointer tallied up a hat trick. Final was 6-4. Unfortunately, though, it was a rough game for our player of the month, Johansson, with just an .857 save percentage. Looking to build on that win, we headed over to Toronto for another great start, which was very common this week. Started the game 4-1, but then allowed four straight goals to Toronto. Not until Hagel tied it up late with about 2 minutes left, and we headed into overtime. Now, as we know, the Bolts have been struggling in overtime, and unfortunately it will continue as Cali Yarncroke gets the OT winner. Both scores in this game included Victor Hedman, Nikita Kucherov twice, Braden Point, and Brandon Hagel. After that, we head over to Montreal, hoping to rebound after another overtime loss. And another hot start for Tampa Bay, scoring not one, not two, not three, but four goals in the first period. Goal scorers included Kucherov, Paul, Barré-Boulet, and Isamaa in just that first period. Nick Paul would tally one later in the game, making five goals for Tampa Bay. Suzuki, Pezzetta, and Dvorak would score for Montreal, making the final 5-3. So we pulled out the win after almost letting them come back. But finally, for this week, a long week, four games, we head back home to welcome Chicago and Connor Bedard. This game, we allowed Bedard had an excellent performance, two goals and one assist in one period. 4 points on the game, goals from Kucherov, Stamkos, and Cirelli. Peter Mrazek for the Chicago Blackhawks had an amazing game. Unfortunately, it wasn't the same story on the other side of the ice. Johansson with just an .828 save percentage. So an interesting fact for this game is that Chicago fans thought Bedard had scored a hat trick and threw their hats onto the ice in the middle of the game. They'll have to wait a little bit longer for that one. Goal scorers included Kucherov, Stamkos, and Cirelli. And that's the Lightning week. We're going to go ahead and look at points for the season. Kucherov leads in goals with 11. Victor Hedman leads in assists with 14. And Kucherov is also atop the leaderboards in points with 23. But Braden Point is not far behind with 18 after a significant weekend. Johansson has a .901 save percentage on the year. And some interesting statistics is the Lightning have a 38% power play at home, which is a league lead, and another league leading 64.1 faceoff percentage, doing good inside the dots. A look at the standings after three division games this week. They are now fourth in division, trying to climb that mountain all the way up the first four games out of that place. They're 12th place in the league and 5-2-3 in their last 10. Note those three overtime losses. On the season, we have four overtime losses, which is a league lead. And unfortunately, it seems like we haven't even gotten a shot off in overtime. So this upcoming week, we'll be welcoming the Hurricanes. Then we'll travel to St. Louis and get a rematch at Chicago, hoping to get redemption on Bedard and his boys. And finally, we welcome Connor McDavid and the struggling Edmonton Oilers to town. Hopefully, if one of those games does go to overtime, we can finally pull out our first win. Some roster moves include Zach Bogosian, a fan favorite, traded for a seventh-round pick. And Andre Vasilevsky is looking to come back to the ice at around the Thanksgiving break. So hopefully we can get him back as soon as we can and start stacking up some wins. Finally, a very important thing for the team, Tompkins, the backup goalie, got his first NHL win, hoping for many more to come for him. And that's your Lightning Week.
Well, Wyatt, you know what? It wouldn't be a week if I didn't get an update on your high school team.
So we are on the bye right now. We have been off for about 2 to 3 weeks, but we do play at Amalie Arena on Sunday. We're hoping to rebound from a loss at Amalie a couple of weeks ago to Steinbrenner. But right now we're sitting in about, I think, third in the entire state. And with the win here, we can try and climb up to that first-place spot again.
So you guys get to actually play on the ice at Amalie?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's super cool. We are lucky to get two games at Amalie this year. They're trying to get the JV teams onto the ice, onto the big boy ice. But, yeah, this will be our second game at Amalie Arena, and it's just super cool that they're able to get high school teams out there doing that. And especially some kids have never even been to Amalie Arena before. But I can't tell you the Lightning play on some nice ice because, my goodness, is that ice beautiful.
That'd be like the young man in front of me right now from CCC getting to play over at Raymond James. That's impressive. You get to play at Amalie Arena or a baseball team playing over at the Trop. Bravo. How many times have you played at Amalie?
If we're counting scrimmages, probably about 5, 6, maybe 7. I've played with some previous travel teams before. And during the COVID-19 years, the Lightning set up the Rink of Dreams, which was a tournament where a bunch of teams entered, played a bunch of games at Amalie, and we got to play maybe 3 games at Amalie Arena in 1 weekend.
Well, you've been blessed. You started covering hockey at 7 years of age. Now you're a ripe old age of 14. We enjoy having you on. For our audience, we got a minute. Why don't you break down some of your favorite moments covering hockey? I know one of them was the NHL All-Star Game. You've got quite the resume. What's been your favorite memory? And I know you told us on the first time, but I've got some young guys in front of me. It's pretty impressive what your length of interviews you've been blessed with.
Yeah, so the interviewing is amazing, but I think my favorite moment ever was a little bit over a year ago. I actually got to go on the ice with some players and film stuff for the promotion of the upcoming season. That was last season. And I got to go on the ice with guys like Matt Barzal, Jack Eichel, Trevor Zegras, the NHL cover boy. And Sidney Crosby even came on the ice and just started talking to me for a little bit. Jack Hughes was there. I mean, but that was probably my favorite experience. That was super cool to get on the ice, play with NHL players, and still do the interviewing all at once.
All right, young man. Have a great weekend. I look forward to your reports next week. I got to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little high school football. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a college football Saturday.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, hour number two on this Veterans Day, November 11th, 2023. College football Saturday down here at Ferg's. Spectacular day. We've got a high school team in the house like we try to do each and every week. We just had the Tritons from Eckerd College. And, of course, we talked a little Lightning with Wyatt. And now we're going to talk a little high school football. Brad Richardson, brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor. Remember, today, come on down, Florida State, Miami. Watch parties down here. Alabama has a watch party. Michigan right now, the Cheaters. They've got a watch party upstairs. Said like a true Hawkeye fan. We suck, but at least we don't cheat. And
Hey, Mike, careful on that one.
I just call Mike. I see him.
Yeah, no.
Three-game suspension. I love the Harbaugh family, though. When I went to Western Kentucky, Jack was around those days. Anyway, so come down and watch your favorite team. 105 televisions. You'll have an absolute blast hanging out with your brethren. We've got Auburn watch parties. And then tomorrow, of course, it is Bucks and Titans down here at Ferg's. Or whatever team you want, grab a television, and we'll put you in front of that team all day tomorrow as well for NFL football. Now let's shift gears. Our Body Armor High School headquarters, brought to you by Coca-Cola Beverages of Florida, and Brad Richardson, the man with the plan. Got a few people in the house to talk to today.
Oh, yeah. We got a group down here, Mike, and this is one interview I have waited to have. I am so glad that they're down here today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to listen and meet the Clearwater Central Catholic Marauders. They are here now with head coach Chris Harvey. And, guys, we're going to meet you all right now, starting at the far end, man. Tell us who you are. Tell us the name. Speak up real loud. Tell us what year you are in school and what position you play on the field. Just one second.
It's Ray Lane. Play right tackle, and I keep the QB safe.
Really? Nice. What's up, man? Got a guy down here who, well, may or may not look like someone here on the team, but we'll leave it at that. So go ahead, man.
Jarrett Gephez, number 55.
Number 55. Center. All right. Next up and all that. I'll speak up a little louder, guys. Might need to pass the headphones down, too. So go for it, man. You're up next. You in the red shirt.
Matt Mills, I'm a linebacker, and I like to stop the run.
You like to stop the run? You're the guy to try to you're the guy who's the wall, basically, huh?
On the defense, yes, sir.
All righty. Next up, man.
My name is Andy Jaffe, and I'm a safety. Protect everything, fix Matt's mistakes.
So you're the backup then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And right over here,
he doesn't look like he can make too many mistakes, though, Coach.
My name is Archavia McClellan.
He'd be surprised.
All right, Trey McClellan. And finally, the man himself, the head coach, the head honcho, the man that makes the plan successful, none other than head coach Chris Harvey. Coach, thank you for having us down here today, for being down here today and all that. So, last time we spoke at Ferg's, okay, you stressed at Media Day that this season was going to be a one-game-at-a-time plan in order to have a successful season that everyone's going to want to see and all. From day one, the moment those guys put the pads on that Monday, what was the message you told them that day, that morning, that moment, that this season, how it was going to be successful?
Well, I think, when you talk about our program, and I mentioned it before, our team motto is a team over me program where everything we try to do is to progress our team from, one day to the next, one week to the next. And I think that our guys this year have done a good job of buying into that, not looking too far ahead. And, at the end of the season now, 10 games, 10 wins in, I think we got here because we were able to sort of attack the year that way, one week at a time, one practice at a time, one game at a time. And I think that recipe has worked well for us.
Absolutely. So one thing I want to stress on is that what have you improved on so far? Obviously, last season, that's a memory behind us and all. But what did you improve on this season, most of all, to get to the success that you guys have had so far? What were some of the main changes you've had to make?
Well, I think as a team, we've sort of learned to attack the day, to take advantage of the opportunities that we have, and to never let those opportunities go by without maximizing them. I think that, you know, I think confidence is huge. Humility is big, but confidence is huge. Going into each game, each week, knowing that, hey, listen, it's never really about those teams that are on the other sideline. It's about, you know, one of our coaches always says it's us versus us. You know, if we can, you know, maximize our potential, I don't like to use the word potential a lot, but in this sense, maximize our potential to be, you know, as good as we can be. Everything else takes care of itself.
Absolutely. So now it's time to get the guys' opinion and all that. So we're going to start at the far end, man. So real quick, anybody actually can answer this question. Which is the one coach that hyped you guys up before each game? Is it this guy right here, or is it some other assistant coach that really just has to hype you guys up, push you, motivate you during practice, get you out? Who is the guy? Careful in your answers on this one. Oh, hang on one second, man. You got to speak up. Hang on one second. Yeah, try to speak up a little bit more.
It's really all the coaches that, you know, hype us up for the game and practice and everything. But Coach Harvey is the main one that, you know, helps us out and, you know, really cheers us up and gets us motivated.
Cool, cool. Now, who's the guy that hype? Which player hypes you guys up on the team? Uh-oh, it's him. It's him. Who's this man?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Jaffe.
Mr. Andy Jaffe. Oh, he's the guy that does it. Oh, okay. So the guy that is the wall on the field, he's the guy that has to hype everyone up to get onto the field and all that. So, well, interesting and all that. So, all right. So, guys, this is another question for you guys, all right? So, this team is a brotherhood. Can we all agree on that? Is that a lot of shakes in the head? Yes, absolutely. All right, cool, cool. So, from any one of you, what makes this team special? We can talk about the season all we want, but what makes this group of guys a powerhouse team success? What have you guys, what could you say has made this team a great brotherhood this season so far?
To be honest, out of all the years I've been at CCC, this year is like the best team chemistry. Like, we all just fit. Like, I feel like we all got each other's back and we all can do everything like as one.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to go back on one game real quick. This was a game at the beginning of the season, just watching it. You guys did play Berkeley Prep, one of the top games. One of the thing I did notice is that you guys struggled, but you came back around for this game and you did come out with a 21-14 victory. There must have been a lot of lessons, Coach, that you learned from that game overall. And the way I look at it is you guys can't take anything for granted. What did you take away from that game most of all?
I think anytime you play a team like Berkeley, they're going to be a well-coached team. Coach Dom has been around for a long time. And, you know, they're a simple their offenses and defenses are, you know, they're not too complex, but they're very efficient in what they do, which forces you to be efficient as well. If you're, you know, defensively, if you aren't aligned properly, if you don't understand assignment, then they're going to put you in positions where they're going to be able to have success. And then defensively, they do what they do, which I think, you know, anytime a defensive team can hang their hat on a few things and do those things well. So being able, especially early in the year, you know, we always play them the first game of the year, to be able to line up against those guys and see where we are physically. You know, we have athletes everywhere. I mean, we're by far the most athletic team that we've ever suited up at our school. You know, so the testament every year is, you know, how good are we up front? How physical can we be? And there's no better test on our schedule and in the area than lining up against the Berkeley Prep team. And to be able to come out on top like that, and then when you watch the film and you see, you know, we match their physicality from, you know, from first snap to last. And I think that's what sort of helped us go out throughout the year, was we're not going to play a team that's more physical than Berkeley. And we were able to take that on, you know, from early on in the season.
Absolutely. And, of course, don't take the Marauders for granted. Never, ever. My guys don't, right, guys, don't take the Marauders for granted, correct? All right. I got a lot of head nods over there. So, now, it's interesting, guys. I'm on social media. I have to follow a lot of teams here in the county and in Tampa on social media. And there's a couple hashtags I've seen and all that. And obviously one is Team Over Me. There was one on there called Scale the Wall, which I kind of see that could be familiar to somebody we were just talking to. And another one is spelled Zeal, hashtag Z-E-A-L. Can any of you guys answer what that means for us? No? No? Coach, is that it?
That one was before our time.
Oh, that was before the time. Oh, so that's a legacy thing. Okay.
Each year we have a program motto, which is team over me. And we have a team chaplain, Andy Shannon, who we get together, which that's what he says. But ultimately he picks our yearly motto. This year's motto is, do the work. You know, he brings scripture into it. And this year's motto is just a culmination of saying that, you know, day in, day out, doing the small things that allow us to sort of achieve the bigger goal of the team. So,
absolutely. Okay, guys, one quick fun thing. So, again, I'm on social media. Now, all your friends are on Instagram, Twitter, even Snapchat and all. Every Friday night, you're going to have one play that will probably be on your reel for the entire year. You want everybody, friends, family, to see it. Start at the far end, man, right down there. Let's say your name too as well. What would be the number one moment during the season so far that would be on a reel that all you want everybody to see, family, friends? What would be that?
Ray is speaking right now, and I would say it was when I pancaked Solomon from TDS High School. And yeah, that would probably be the real that I would play the most, show out.
All right, cool. Next guy down. Go, make sure you say your name too, guy.
Jarek Yepes. To be honest, it's all the reels are from the jumbo package. I just go in there and push, I guess.
The jumbo package? What's the jumbo package, real quick?
It's just under center. We're just going to hand the ball to the fullback and make three.
All right, cool.
It's just who physically can win.
Awesome. All right, going down the line. What would be yours? What would be your top highlight, man?
My top highlight, I think, is we're playing first game of the season. 35 towards the end of the game. They're pushing. And running backs at the back for the back got a strip the ball for, like, went back 4 yards. I think that really gave our team.
Awesome. Awesome. Go ahead, man. Make sure you say your name, too.
Andy Jaffe. My favorite would probably be my kickoff return for a touchdown, just because, you know, it's really played a part in the team. It was the first game of the season, but that would probably be my favorite.
And how much was the return? How many yards? 98 yards. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, man. What about you? Say your name, too.
Chavin McClellan, and I would probably say my most memorable touchdown was against Tampa Catholic, which is kind of a get-back game for me, because last year I didn't really play that well against them, and I ended up getting a reverse to the house for about 70 yards.
So the table's definitely turned on that one. So, hey, Mike, I don't want to keep the mic from you and all that, so I think it's time for you to ask the questions that you always like to ask. So what do you think? Should I give the mic over to you? Should I really have to do that?
You've been bossing them around since they got here, hey, so I thought maybe I'd loosen the... It's Fergs, man. You're supposed to have a good time.
I know, but you also have to ask the tough questions.
First of all, they're not going to like a lot of these questions, but they add a little humor to it. So right here to the pancake man. Yeah, you can hear me, I'm certain. Favorite college football team?
Florida State University.
Okay. Seminoles, you're in the right house. I saw Coach.
Already.
No, I'm not done with him. girlfriend?
Not applicable.
Oh, not applicable.
I've never had that answer. I've had a lot. I've had several. I've had maybe. Okay. Favorite pro team?
Miami Dolphins.
Okay, Dolphins. Okay. They're on a roll right now. And let's do a shout-out. At home, anybody you want to do a shout out, because we archive this, I'll let Coach know how they can listen to it.
I want to shout out my dad. I know he's most likely listening to this, probably on the couch halfway asleep.
What's Pop's name?
Ray as well. I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Beautiful. Anybody else?
All right, next up. Next up.
Not applicable.
Not applicable.
you're going to be a politician, Pancake. Yeah. not applicable. All right, young man. How about your favorite memory so far?
Oh. Florida State just scored a touchdown.
Anyway, no. If they did, they're playing tonight. This is Alabama. Florida.
Alabama, sorry. Anyway, go ahead, man.
My favorite memory was last year going to the state championship. When, we called the interception to steal the game. I think I was my favorite.
That's a great memory. Your favorite college team?
To be honest, I don't really watch college football, but as of recent, I've been like watching the Colorado.
You like the Buffaloes? Did at the beginning of the season. Now, pro team?
I'm a Seahawks fan.
Well, I don't know why there's so many kids down here in Pinellas County that are Seahawks, man. It blows me away. I'm like, you like the colors? I mean, you got family reasons for it?
No, when I was really young, I didn't know what football was. I didn't know what football was, so I just watched a team with the best colors. And I didn't like the Bucks colors, I guess. And I just only watched the
Hawks. That sounds like a girl's answer. I like it because of the colors. I'm kidding you. Hey. Speaking of girls, got a girlfriend?
Nah.
That was a hesitation. Nah. He looked to the left twice and then, nah. All right. I want to do a shout out. Anybody at home?
Shout out my mom.
What's mom's name?
Leanna.
Yeah, we start with mom. That's for sure. All right, young man. You're a junior, right?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior.
Going out. All right, man. Make sure you get close to the mic.
Your favorite college team?
Oh, Gators.
Gators? Coach, he's shaking his head over here. All right, your favorite pro team?
Go Bucks.
Good answer.
Finally, Bucks in the house. And then got a girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
Well, you guys, you're having a heck of a season, so he stayed focused. So don't change that mojo during the playoffs, whatever you can do. You want to do a shout-out to anybody at home? You better get a girlfriend or she's not going to be happy.
My mom.
What's your mom's name?
Bills, my dad, Frank Bills, and my siblings.
All right, young man.
All right, next up.
I'm going to start out with got a girlfriend.
Oh.
Yes.
Her name?
Lucy.
Well, you better stick with that. I typically tell guys, you got plenty of time, stay focused. But if the recipe for success is part of that, you're rocking and rolling. All right, your favorite college team?
Ole Miss.
Interesting. Haven't heard that answer for a while here. Ole Miss.
Favorite pro team?
The Denver Broncos.
I watched the Broncos for 10 years out there, so I can't say anything. Why would a guy from this area want to be a Broncos fan?
I just liked Peyton Manning, so I just sticking with the Broncos.
Gotcha. All right, and then shout out. Anybody at home?
Yeah, my mom, Melody Jaffe, and my dad, Dan Jaffe.
All right, now young man.
All right, Trey, go for it.
Your favorite college team?
My favorite college team is the Gators, the Swan.
Favorite pro team?
Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers? Well, they got a ways to go, but you got a nice rookie quarterback there. Maybe he'll get you to the promised land again. It's been since 2016. So, you got a girlfriend?
No, sir.
Smart man. All right. Now, Coach, I'm not going to ask you any of those questions. I don't want to get throttled. Guys, I appreciate you coming down and joining us. Bradley, you got anything else?
Well, hey, guys, going forward, obviously, next week you play Indian Rocks. It's going to be one game at a time, as Coach has made it very, very clear. Congratulations on the season you have so far, the record, obviously, that you have. If anyone wants to know what that record is, they just go on Max Prep so they can read a few articles online. But congratulations for what's going on. We'll be watching you guys going forward in the playoffs and all. Once again, playoffs start next week. It's the regional playoffs, and you guys will be hosting it, correct? So if you want to see the game against Indian Rocks Christian, it will be down at CCC. So, guys, great luck to you going forward, and I look forward to seeing what's going to happen. So,
hey, Coach, thanks for bringing the guys down. I know it's not your favorite thing to do this time of year, but I appreciate it. And you got to get me some swag down here so I can get rid of the other swag. How's that sound?
We need a CCC hat.
Good luck, guys. I appreciate you taking Saturday to come down. Well, Bradley, great job. You bossed him down. He probably just got so tired of you pestering him that he said, let's just go down and see those two clowns.
Hey, persistence. And we got a lot of great guys down here today.
Good luck, gentlemen, and appreciate you taking time. Hey, let's go to an early break. We didn't get a break last time. Let's go to a break, and we'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Going to come back and talk Florida Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And we'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
First quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with partner RadioSt.Pete.com launched a new sports streaming channel, Florida Sports Stream, on RadioSt.Pete.com. Florida Sports Stream provides local and national podcasts, radio shows, live events. The Tampa St. Pete Prep Connection will broadcast Florida high school boys and girls sports, live play-by-play coverage, media days, award ceremonies, positive stories and content across Champa Bay, Florida, and the USA. From the Pee Wees to the Preps to the Pros, recognizing positive participation in sports and the people that make a difference. Podcasts include NASCAR, Florida Fishing, MMA, Rays, Rowdies, Bucks, Lightning, local media personalities, pickleball, local colleges, FCA Sports, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and NFL Alumni Tampa. Just a few of the shows and podcasts with dozens on deck. That's Florida Sports Stream on RadioSt.Pete.com, supported by Body Armor, Sea Dog Brewery, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Ice Pick Vodka. Take a listen and have a championship day.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this Veterans Day, November 11th, 2023. A spectacular college football Saturday. You can hear Alabama and Kentucky in the background. We just talked a little Marauders football, Clearwater, Central Catholic, and I tell you what, they've got some talent on that team, and I'm looking forward to following them through the playoffs. He's Brad Richardson in our Prep Connection, brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor and Coca-Cola Beverages.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, just real quick, there's two games I was watching this week with the playoffs. First of all, Largo versus East Bay. Largo hosting the East Bay Indians. Largo Packers, the 3M District 7 champions versus the 3M District 7 champion East Bay Indians. Both teams 8-2 going into this game. This was a night for QB Jeremy Thomas and Malachi Peterson of Largo to shine. And let me tell you something, this would be a close game. Thomas would get the momentum going in the first quarter, making it a 6-0 game. Then in the second, it was Malachi's turn with a 45-yard run. East Bay would get one touchdown, making it a 12-7 going into halftime at the start of the third quarter. Thomas now to Colin Cervoni for a 55-yard run touchdown, 19-7 Largo as they still lead. East Bay answered back and 19-14 at the end of the third. Finally, it was the fourth quarter, final score 25-14. After none other, Marcus McCluster got the fumble from Largo. Game over. Final score 25-14. Largo will move on to the 3M's regional semifinal where they will face the Gaither Cowboys. Mike, another great game here. Northeast versus Hillsborough. Northeast leads to Hillsborough, heads to Hillsborough High to face the Terriers. Northeast 7-3 going in this game. Hillsborough 6-4. I was not sure about this game, to be 100% honest. Northeast quarterback Trey Worley versus Darian Jones's Hillsborough High. Hillsborough would get on the board first in the first quarter. Northeast would tie it up in the second, but the Terriers would keep the lead going into halftime, 17-14, only a field goal separating these two teams. Now onto the third quarter. Both teams battled it out, but the Terriers would sink a field goal late in the third, making it 20-14. Vikings, unfortunately, still trailing. Fourth quarter, now or never for Northeast. Northeast starts things off with a touchdown, making it 27-20. Hillsborough would get on the board with 3 minutes and 28 to go in the game. Field goal coming up will come up short. But here's the thing.
field goal or tie it up. 2-point conversion, which would you take? Terriers would try a 2-point conversion and come up short. The Vikings hold them off in the final minutes of the game. Final score, 27-26. Northeast advances to the 3M regional semifinal where they will face the Jesuit Tigers. Oh, here we go.
So I'm watching those scores, you know, coming in. I see Marcus Pascal successful at Largo. Of course, Northeast had knocked him off the week before in the last 8 seconds of the game. And then I thought, oh, here goes Northeast. It didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And they went for two. I did not know that.
Yeah, they went for, Hillsborough tried to go for two just to try to get the lead and all. It was not enough. It was not enough. It was the big. I was trying to find the game by.
I got to reach out to Sean this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean it was a shocker. I really just could not believe this game. I was trying to find the play by play last night. Couldn't find it. It wasn't until like around midnight where everything started coming in and another feed was there. Just some other scores. Gaither would take a win over St. Pete, 42-14.
Still a nice season for the St. Pete Green Devils.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Jesuit would take the win over Pinellas Park, 40-7. Clearwater would take a 35-12 win over Lake High School. The Calvary Christian Warriors would take a 56-28 win over the Lakewood Spartans.
Durant tough year for Lakewood.
Yeah, Durant would take the win, a 33-0 win over Palm Harbor. And Mike, here's the games to look forward to next week. CCC will face off against Indian Rocks Christian. We had these guys this morning. Obviously, they sound thrilled for that game. Largo will face the Gaither High School. Northside Christian versus Carrollwood Day. Jesuit will face off against Northeast, of course. And Calvary Christian versus Clearwater. The two Clearwater teams will be facing off. That's going to be a game to watch, too. It's always
that last matchup, tell me that again.
Calvary Christian Warriors will face against the Clearwater Tornadoes.
Wow.
Clearwater versus Clearwater.
In their own backyard.
Absolutely.
And these kids all know each other, too.
Absolutely. They played summer ball together, everything. So
this is an exciting time of year. I know the energy in your voice, and I give you a bad time, but you're such a professional. I love it. And how dedicated and specific you are. But this time of year, it is an absolute blast. And the tension's high. The fan base is out there following them. And there's a lot of school pride when you see your team advancing in the playoffs. One thing about St. Pete, the Green Devils, they got Jeff Jones back next year.
Yeah,
though.
They do. Yeah. He's only a junior. So, yeah, we get to see more of him. I mean, he's a running quarterback. Watching him this season, powerhouse. He can move. He can move. Awesome guy to watch play on the field. So
let me ask you this. Where we are right now, which team surprised you the most that's advanced? Who's having a year that you didn't anticipate having this kind of year?
The one, Northeast. I think Northeast, to be honest, they have surprised me. Some of the games that they've come behind and won, obviously they with the game they beat Hillsborough. So, and then at the beginning of the season,
well, they beat Largo.
Yeah, they beat Largo. You know, that's the other second. One. Yeah, well, Largo.
And those two are very good friends, Marcus and Sean Davis. Mm-hmm. I like both cats. They're building programs. Marcus has been there 10 years, and this is 3 years now for Sean Davis. He was over at St. Pete High. To see those two guys take those public schools—that's what I like to hear—the public schools, mm-hmm, and build them into a program. You know, and Coach Moore's done the same thing over at Lakewood. Had a tough year this year, but the challenge is to build a program in the public school system is a lot higher than it is the private school level.
Absolutely. And I mean, with around the area, you have to pull in what you can work with. I mean, players that do multi-sports in high school, you know, you're trying to get these guys in the fall to say, hey, come on, come out, play football, you know, actually just keep in shape before you go into the spring and want to do track. You know, some of them want to focus on that, and, you know, they obviously don't want to get hurt, but you know, football is a great way to keep them motivated in the fall. It keeps them up, keeps them in shape and all. You know, you talked about Lakewood briefly. You know, yeah, they had a tough year. They had a tough season. But, you know, from what I heard, they have a very strong underclass coming up. So we'll get a chance to see how that develops. And, of course, you know, with Corey Moore, he's got a lot to work with. Got a lot of talent on the team. They're always going to bring in a lot of talent to Lakewood's program.
You know, you weren't down here, but I appreciated you getting short rest prep on and talk about impressive young men. They came down. They looked like they were getting ready to go to the country club. They could have gone up to the Pelican with me and looked a lot better than I up there the last few days. And they were all multi-sport athletes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, and with Shorecrest, they are a smaller school. They are smaller, and a lot of these guys are going to play other sports because they want to. There was a few basketball players down here joining us. Obviously, there was a baseball player from Shorecrest as well. So these guys, you know, they want to play multiple sports. They want to show people that they are competitive. They're not just singled into one. They're not single to one. You and me, Mike, have talked about this a lot, how it's always good to see multi-sport athletes in this area, considering Florida, you could play one sport year-round and get better at that one sport, but if you try something, you're always going to find that you're actually good at something else. So I always
I've always been a firm believer in multi-sport athletes, but I come from a state of only 3.8 million, 3.2 million. There's 3.8 million in this area alone, just the greater Tampa St. Pete area.
Absolutely.
So we got an alert here.
We got an alert. Oh, we got an alert.
Oh, the alert is my battery's running low.
Oh, no, no.
We're good to go. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. No. All right. As long as that doesn't die and all
so,
that.
So we're on the cusp now of high school sports and for the winter. And we're going to be covering soccer, and we've got boys and girls basketball. We got wrestling. Exciting time of the year for you, too.
And, Mike, we're going to have the Sun Bash. We're going to have the Sun Bash. I mean, I can't wait for that, just to kind of, you know, go down there at Northside Christian and to see the teams that are going to be playing. Last year they had two teams from out of state. Obviously, our good buddy Jay Perper. He's the guy that runs it, the man, the myth, the legend, as he's probably listening to me right now. So he's the guy that puts it all together, and obviously a lot of other great people that work with him to make sure the event is always a success every single year. So we'll get to see Calvary play. Obviously, Coach Skull and the Northside Mustangs are going to be playing, so that's going to be a great time. Great 3 days. So we're going to be down there. You get to listen to me try to color commentate basketball. That's always a fun thing.
28th, 29th, and 30th up there at Northside Christian. Brought to you by Ferg Sports Bar and Grill and, of course, Body Armor. We got a couple other sponsors coming on board. That's going to be a great event. And right now we're efforting John Rager. He does the golf show with me for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. By the way, we need to send our condolences out to Ben Botham.
Oh, yes.
Lost his grandmother yesterday.
Yeah, I got a text from him on that. So.
And she was a lovely lady. Mm-hmm. She's actually down here about 6 weeks ago. Were you here when she was here?
Yeah, I was, yeah. I know Ben was running a lot of errands around and all, but, yeah, he had to stay busy, help out his family and all. But, you know, condolences, absolutely. Benny boy, I know you I heard about this and all that.
Hey, this is live radio. How about an applause for Coach Sean Davis?
Ah,
I know you got
here.
Go.
He's here.
Nice
Sean
victory.
Davis.
Nice victory for the Vikings last night.
Awesome. Yeah.
We were just giving
come
you some love. You got your lovely wife with you, and congratulations, my man.
Hey, hang on. Come on, great.
I know. We're going to get you down after you advance.
Yeah.
Coach Sean Davis, Northeast Vikings.
Yeah, my God. We had a cameo here.
Exactly.
Special guest. We always like having special guests down here,
Mike. We were just bragging about it. He must have drove over, right?
Yeah.
He lives down here. Hey, speaking of living down here, he doesn't live down here, but he's kind enough to join me after having a trip down there. Let's talk to John Rager now. And, of course, we just did our stint up there at the Annika, and that was a blast. You got home safe, my man. But let's talk about Wednesday and Thursday. And that, of course, is the Florida Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, which was an epic class.
Yeah, we just had a wonderful time. We were up in Jacksonville, Florida at the Florida Theater for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement, where we enshrined seven inductees this year. And the Florida Sports Hall of Fame has been around since 1961. It was founded by sports writers in the state of Florida. There's about 220 enshrinees total in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. So we had the pleasure of being in Jacksonville, sponsored by the city of Jacksonville and Fanatics. And we inducted Greg Coleman, who is local to Jacksonville. He's the Hall of Fame punter. Also, Leroy Butler's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, was inducted. He grew up in Jacksonville. We had the famous gymnast Shannon Miller, who's one of the Fantastic Seven. We had a jet car driver, Elaine Larson. We also had baseball coach Jeff Johnson. And then we had Tom Coughlin, the famous Jaguar coach, but also probably more notable for his two Super Bowl wins. And finally, Vince Carter went in, the 20-year basketball great in the NBA and University of North Carolina graduate. So with all that, it was a wonderful enshrinement. We had Frank Frangie, who is the voice of the Jacksonville Jaguars, be our MC. And what he did was interview all the enshrinees for a few minutes on the stage at the Florida Theater, which is just a absolute beautiful venue. But the night before was special too. We had a VIP reception for all the enshrinees and sponsors and the board members. And the Jacksonville Jaguars sponsored it. They put us up in their club suites out there, and they lit up the stadium, and they took care of all the expenses and were our total sponsor for the event. So with that, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame next year will be moving to Orlando. We move around the state every year, And that way we're able to be a little bit more regional in our inductees and in the area that they live in, so their families and friends can enjoy the enshrinement ceremony. So we're going to Orlando in 2024. We're going to be in November. We have to wait for the NBA schedule to come out, and it's going to be at the Amway Center. So we're looking forward to another great activity. So next thing up for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame will be the golf tournament. We're going to do a golf tournament down at Tiger Woods Pop Stroke down to Port St. Lucie. And we're also going to have a nice outing at PGA Golf Club the next day. And Friday night before all the events, we're going to have a party, a VIP party. We do it at our museum every year that's hosted by the Mid-Florida Event Center down in Port St. Lucie. That's where our museum's located. So that's your update on the Florida Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, John, I know a golf show that'll probably be on site for the tournament and the Pop Stroke, and that'd be you and I on the tee, Florida. Now that we're a traveling roadshow, brother, we'll make sure that we make an appearance there and have a lot of fun.
Well, you know, Pop Stroke's such a cool place. It's just putting only. Of course, it's developed by
right
Tiger Woods.
Alley. You know that, right up the Hacks Alley.
And the other thing about it is, too, is that the food and beverage is unbelievable. There's more, you know, you can get beverages brought to you right on the putting course, and everybody can putt, and that's what makes it fun. And we'll be able to raise a lot of money for the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Beach and Port St. Lucie counties.
Hey, did you see Tom Coughlin? You know, you guys put him in the Hall of Fame, you know, Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And then the next day, must have put a little pressure on the Jaguars. I figured he would have been in their Hall of Fame a long time ago, the original coach of the Jaguars. And they nominated him, and he's going to go in this season.
Well, you know, part of a Hall of Fame career is not only what you did during your career, but it's what you've done after. And he has a fund called the J Fund that he benefits families with children with cancer, and can tell you that what a wonderful charity that is. He's been at it about 25 years. And so Tom has been one of those individuals that not only was he famous for his football prowess and his coaching and Super Bowl wins, but he might be a little bit more notable for this achievement. And so that's one of the reasons when we duct the folks into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, it has a lot to do with their, not only with their athletic achievements, but it has to do with what they do, you know, off the fields, and how they're benefiting the community and name, you know, using their name and likeness and image to be able to do good in there. And Tom certainly is one of them. And, you know, he lives in Jacksonville, strong Jacksonville ties. Even though he went off to New York for a couple of years and won some Super Bowls, he came back, actually worked for the Jags for quite a while. And he is loved in that city. And he was very grateful to be in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. Of course, you know, a lot of people see him as a grumpy guy sometimes on TV or this, that, and the other. But he was a warm, genuine human being, and we really enjoyed his presence at our Florida Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We had a little power outage down here. We're efforting it as we stumble, fumble, and bumble there towards the end. Great conversation with John Rager as he talked about the induction ceremony up there at Jacksonville over the weekend. I saw him at the Annika on Thursday. We did On the Tee Florida, and that was live right here on TAN Talk Radio on 106.1 FM and AM 1340, and that was from 5 to 7. If you get a chance, I know we're up there in Clearwater, there's plenty of tickets. Get on over to the Annika. Even if you're not a fan of women's golf, I assure you that you will be impressed. That Pelican Club is world-class, attention to detail. I've never been, and I've been blessed. I've been to a lot of tracks across America, but what they have done, the Doyles, Dan Doyle and Dan Doyle Jr., who owns Dex, what they have done with that little piece of property, which used to be a public track in the middle of Bel Air, is phenomenal. It's right, it's in a small neighborhood over there and tucked away, very private club. People from all over the world are members, and we were treated wonderfully, John Rager and myself, and I look forward to the opportunity. I'm going to go up there tomorrow and watch the final round, and hopefully Nellie Korda is in the hunt. She's a Bradenton resident, and her sister Jessica Korda was up there for the last several days with her dog. She's pregnant. That's why you haven't seen her name on the leaderboard. She was ranked number 15 in the world prior to her pregnancy, and she right now is ranked number 2 in the world, and that's Nellie Korda, and she's a fan favorite. Lexi Thompson, she played well yesterday. She as well is a Floridian, and a lot of the young ladies are following her. Paula Kramer, the Pink Panther, she made an appearance, which was very impressive. She's always been a fan favorite. She had 13 wins on the LPGA and was always a member of the the Solheim Cup teams in the past. As I said, we lost the power down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Spectacular Saturday that we've got right now. You got Alabama and Kentucky in the their watch parties taking place downstairs. Upstairs is Michigan doing battle against Penn State. It's the Whiteout game. I don't know what that score is right now. Later on, you've got USF. They're at home against Temple. Then we got Florida State, Miami. That's the big game tonight. Back in the 90s and the 2000s, that was an amazing game. Right now, Penn State's up 3-0. My right-hand man, Joseph Colbert, is here helping out a little bit. Georgia Tech 7, Clemson 0. That Georgia Tech has had a couple of wins this year that surprised people. Alabama all over the Wild Kittens right now. Kentucky 21-0. And as I said, big game, a lot of ramifications. Penn State, number 10 in the country over in Michigan. Oh, Michigan just scored as you hand that to me. Of course, Coach Harbaugh is not on the sidelines, not calling the shots for the next three games. The Big Ten came down and ruled on their spying, I guess is the term that they used. And he got a three-game suspension. And we'll see what happens there in the Big Ten. Ohio State takes on Michigan State tonight. That'll be an easy win. Let's go down. Florida International taking on Middle Tennessee State. The game is typically the Tobacco Road has basketball ramifications, and that is North Carolina and Duke. Let me see what else. These are the games we got right now. Missouri and Tennessee. That's big contest. Number 14, Missouri Tigers sitting at 7-2, and the Tennessee Volunteers. And then I certainly can't forget about the big game. And that's the Georgia Bulldogs taking on Ole Miss today. And that is at Georgia in Athens. And looking forward to that contest. I know my main man sitting here next to me certainly is looking forward to that, Jay Davis. And we're going to have a conversation with him as I'm back and forth, fumbling, stumbling, bumbling, trying to pick us back up. There we go. Thanks to Matt on the controls who told me to. That's the beauty of radio. When you're doing a live remote, you got to think on your feet. We had a great show going. We had a conversation with the Triton men's team. We had a nice men's and women's golf team. They're kind enough to come down here and talk a little fall golf. Bill Butner, of course, one of our partners, does the golf show with us. He just stepped down 21 years as the helm over there, and fortunate to have him on our side. But we've got the new team, new kids, and we also lost our Wi-Fi. So it's an interesting day. I was just trying to pull up the studio again, and we lost the Wi-Fi. So this isn't my first rodeo doing this. One time I had to grab a landline at a remote with Bob Feller. He was the heater from Van Meter, the Hall of Fame pitcher from the Cleveland Indians. And we had to go in the library to finish the show, and I feel like that. At least it's a spectacular day down here, folks. Come on down. We got over 100 televisions down here. If you've never been down here, 13th and Central, right across from Tropicana Field. This place is a bevy of activity. You've got every team you can imagine. Every team you can imagine. And as I said, the watch parties tonight are Iowa and Rutgers. You've got Florida State, Miami. You've got right now Alabama and Michigan watch parties. And then, of course, Florida will also have representation down here. But this is pretty much Florida State Seminole land. This is the headquarters for them. And I'm looking. I'm on UCF. Oh, UCF plays. They play Oklahoma State tonight. Tomorrow in the NFL, of course, down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, every one of the televisions are available for your favorite team. And you've got Cowboys, Giants, Raiders, Jets, Colts, Patriots, Bengals, Texans, Saints, Vikings, my Packers against the Steelers, the Bucks, Titans. That's a pick'em game right now. And then you got Jaguars, 49ers, Ravens, Browns. Ravens are very, very powerful right now. Falcons, we need them to lose against the Cardinals, Lions, Chargers, Seahawks, Commanders, and Bills, Broncos. NBA, can't believe I'm talking NBA already, but I'm looking for content. Tonight in NBA, the last night in the NBA was Celtics, Nets. Celtics came away with the victory. And the game I watched later on, Lakers and Suns, and that was a late game. We got college basketball. A lot of action last night in college basketball. A lot. In fact, there was a couple of upsets in college basketball. Now we're going to switch gears
and we'll go back to our podcast and our radio. All right, now we're back. Jay Davis.
The last 5 minutes.
Welcome to the world of radio, man.
Got to be able to find plugs and connect networks and Wi-Fi together.
Well, we're back, Jack. Thanks to my right-hand man now, my bulldog. Now you've even impressed me more with your resume, because here we were in a crisis situation. Not really a crisis, but we had to rally, and you got us back on the air. Speaking of rallying, you think that your Georgia Bulldogs have anything to worry about today?
There's a lot to worry about, but I think that they'll be able to take it down. They've got a lot great coaching staff, and it's good to have them home too. So,
well, you know, the reality of this Georgia Bulldog team is they have not lost at home since 2019.
And we're going to keep it that way.
Unbelievable. You know, College Game Day today. That's a night game, right?
Yeah, tonight is 7 p.m.
Did you see College Game Day?
They're there already.
It's colder than hell. It's rained for 5 days.
Yep.
And everybody on the crew of the College Game Day was incredibly impressed. I mean, that they had that bigger crew. Now, can you imagine what those students are going to be like tonight?
The party's going to continue.
You better take
night.
A nappy. Speaking of party, how about this place already so early?
They're going to be ringing the chapel bell up in Athens tonight. Here, it's wild. It stays busy over here at first.
Well, when you start out with the Alabama Crimson Tide faithful, those nut jobs are here to the my left. And then upstairs, you got Michigan, which is I'd say a must win if they want to stay. Definitely, if they want to stay in the playoff conversation, you know, 3 games in a row, they will be without Coach Harbaugh because of the 3-game suspension. That just came down late last night, so it was not good news for Michigan faithful. I think they got off lightly, but that's just my perspective. I don't know the specifics. You know, I do know that at one time they should say in all sports, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Right.
And I think that may be. There's more truth to that than there is jest.
Unfortunately, there is more truth.
More truth
to that.
Than jest. All right. So tomorrow, Bucks. You're a Bucks fan. Bucks and Titans. That's a pick 'em. Your pick.
I think the Bucks are going to take it down the Titans tomorrow. That's a fair pick on the Bucks side.
I think you said that last week. You're a true fan.
No, not a true fan of the Bucks. I typically follow the Falcons, but the
well, you
Bucks,
should be.
But I keep tabs on the Bucks too. Same division.
Same division, and
I like the rivalry.
Well, tonight I'm looking forward to that Florida State and Miami game, harkening back to the days of Jimmy Johnson and, of course, Bobby Bowden. I mean, those were some classic battles. You guys weren't even hardly born back in those days. You're young kids watching them. But typically, and that's why when they fall on hard times like this, with all three programs have compared to where they were back in the 90s and the 2000s, these were battles for the national championship.
Yeah, and
you were looking at number one versus number three or number one versus number two on many, many occasions.
It's going to be tough in Tallahassee today for Miami. Let's just put it that way. I think the Noles will take it.
I think the Noles have a definite chance to win the national championship. I believe that 1,000%.
I'm ready to watch that. I'm ready to watch the college football playoff for sure, especially with teams like number five Washington being up there taking on Utah today.
All right. Well, we got to wind things down. Thanks for getting us back on the air so we can say goodbye to everybody. For Rowdy Soccer, Jim Hart, David Wilson, Brad Richardson, Clearwater Central Catholic, Wyatt Ross, superb job, Eckerd Golf, John Rager, Gavin Van Dyke, Jay Davis, Joe Bardot on the controls, Matt on the controls helping me through this. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America and our veterans. And as always, be sure to have a championship week.